USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airlines are canceling flights ahead of a winter storm that's set to hit the East Coast soon. The storm could affect over 70 million Americans, and around 1,500 flights within, into, or out of the United States have already been axed for Saturday. Airports in Boston, New York City, and New Jersey are being affected the most. The Big Apple could see up to 9 inches of snow, and parts of Connecticut over a foot. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman says the bridge collapse in Pittsburgh is surreal as he just drove on it last night. Fetterman adding this is an example of how important the bipartisan infrastructure law is in the country. President Biden in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, touring the area around that bridge that collapsed, and then also talking about the importance of rebuilding our crumbling roads and infrastructure. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Inflation is continuing to affect your pocketbook.
Inflation continues to rise. The Commerce Department reported Friday consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. The government is blaming supply chain disruptions, product shortages, and a tight labor market. It should be noted the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the one the Federal Reserve watches closely, does not include food and energy prices. It rose to 5.7% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania court is striking down the state's mail voting law, saying voters must amend the Constitution to make it legal. A judge ruled voters must approve an amendment to be part of Pennsylvania's Constitution to make the law official. The judge said mail-in voting has been used 4 times in the state's history, and an amendment was likely to be approved if put before voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the week. With the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, some Republicans on Capitol Hill believe this news is a way to take the attention away from the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border and rising inflation. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn saying that's exactly what she believes.
They're trying to use this to distract from what is their failed agenda. The American people are all concerned with inflation and crime and COVID and CRT and the wokeness and the lockdowns and the mandates in Russia and Ukraine, and now they're trying to do this. They do think it will gin up their base, but it also is going to galvanize conservatives going into the election, especially if Joe Biden does what he has been doing for the district and circuit judges, which is to nominate people that are far to the left. They are outside of the American mainstream.
Kia is recalling over 410,000 cars due to airbag safety issues. Dealerships will give repairs free of charge to 2017 to 2019 Kia Sedona minivans, Soul and Soul EV hatchbacks, and Forte sedans and coupes. There have yet to be any crashes or injuries related to the recall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.